Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him and our Advent devotional series. Currently preaching a series from Luke in Advent, I've come to that scene where pregnant Mary and pregnant Elizabeth are rejoicing together. Elizabeth is exclaiming with joy that the mother of her Lord has come to her, and they both start singing. It made me recall a prophecy from the little Old Testament book of Zephaniah where the prophet says, "Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst." You have a picture of two women rejoicing because the Lord has come and given them a clean slate. Elizabeth and Mary are experiencing what folks in Zephaniah's day longed to see. The King of Israel, Jesus, the Lord, is in their midst. Our Lord Jesus has literally taken up residence in Mary, and these women break out in song. And then we hear this most wonderful verse, Zephaniah 3:17. Take this in. "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love." I want you to consider what this says. He will rejoice over you with gladness. God will rejoice over you. The Lord God, the Holy One who exists outside of creation, who stands outside time, who existed before any of us or our world, who is perfect and complete without us, he rejoices over you. Your God enjoys being with you. He loves to spend time with you. That is why Jesus left his heavenly throne, his primary residence, and came to earth. He took up a second residence so he could be in our midst. He came humble and lowly in a manger so that any person, even lowly shepherds, could see they were welcome to be with him because our Lord enjoyed to be with us. And Zephaniah adds, he was a mighty one who will save. So don't let that cute manger scene fool you. Even as a baby needing his mother's care, our Lord Jesus was a mighty one, the mighty one. This little baby was holding together the entire universe. And this baby would grow up and become a man. And as a warrior king, he would rise up and mount himself upon the hard wood of the cross and conquer all our enemies, sin, death, and the devil. And he now reigns in heaven. He sends forth his word and his spirit with his good news of what he's done. And you know what happens every time an ashamed sinner turns to him? When the Holy Spirit brings us to Jesus? Jesus rejoices. He rejoices over you. Can you believe this news? That King Jesus enjoys you and I? He delights in saving messed up folks like you and me and making us his own? We bring him gladness? He breaks out in song over us? What do we do with this good news? Well, I'd suggest letting that joy Jesus has in saving you fuel your desire to be saved by him. Let Jesus' enjoyment of you, his desire to be with you, fuel your enjoyment of him, your desire to be with him. And there's one more thing. Lastly, let Jesus quiet all that noise that goes on inside you. Zephaniah says he will quiet you by his love. And wouldn't it be wonderful to be quieted by the love of Jesus? Perhaps just like Mary once did for baby Jesus? I know there's a Christmas carol or two that might disagree, but I'm pretty sure that Jesus cried when he was hungry or when he was cold. That's how babies communicate distress, uncomfortable when they're uncomfortable. And the mother's heart goes out to the child, and she takes her baby in her arms and loves on this child till the child is quieted. And Jesus now does the same for us as his mother once did for him. Jesus hears our cries, and he delights, he enjoys to calm you, to quiet your fears. It's not a chore for Jesus. He loves you. And he says, "Let your heart prepare me room," because he wants to be with you. Doesn't that make you want to be with him? And you can by turning to him right now, and then you can begin to experience what it means to be enjoyed, loved, quieted. And it will make you long for that day when he returns. and we will get to be with Him forever. Won't you pray with me? Lord Jesus, thank You for revealing Your heart of love for me, and that You would pay such a price to purchase me so I could be Yours forever. Forgive me for failing to trust You, for thinking I can find fulfillment in created things and not in You, my loving Creator. Will You please take up second residence in my heart, that I may experience being enjoyed by You and being quieted by Your love. Our hearts are ever restless till they find their rest in You. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly.